Hello, welcome. This is Rosario Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And this is Galo Axiola. I'm here with the team. Full house today. Good day. The artist was Lucky Dube, the king of the reggae. He was killed, sadly, in South Africa at the time when he was taking his kids to his school, and then the gangs shot him. They thought he was Nigerian, and at the time they had problems with Nigerians, so just gangs killed a nice guy. So this is a good memory for him. Yeah, if you join us, welcome. We are now live from a studio in Auckland, New Zealand. For those who are following us online, thank you for being with us. And if you have any question, let us know. You can go to our website page and tell us what you think about the program. If you have anything you want us to talk about, let us know. And we have podcasts on the, you can go on Planet FM and go to Reset Radio, get our podcasts there. You can download them, you can share them as much as you want. So that would be good. So now being said, I'm with the team here, and I will allow them to tell you their names. Their names and the things. We will be coming back and talk more about that. So, Faisal, I'm here.
This is Faisal. My name is Faisal Yusuf Farhani.
Faisal, I think your mic has a problem too.
Really? It's not okay.
Yeah, now it's a try.
Hi, hello. Hello. I'm okay now.
Make it like on the tip. No, instead of that, make it like upright.
Like this?
Yeah, now it's good.
Now it's good. Faisal Yusuf Farhani, ARCC Community Navigator. I used to work with ARCC, but now I'm working on the volunteer.
It still is not picking up properly, so we will fix it. Sorry for that. It's a breakdown here in the studio. We don't know if the mics were changed, but we will fix that. It's a technical issue, but we will fix that. Maybe you can say your name? Mariana.
Hi, my name is Mariana.
My
dad works, he's a volunteer for ARCC. He does filming, and I help him with sound and editing sometimes.
Yeah. And the last one we have? Just your name.
It's Juliana.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Yes. Good. So, you start something small and then you grow. That's how life is. Even from the time you were born, you are little and then you grow and then you learn a lot of things. So that's what will happen. They will grow into this studio, so they will learn a lot, and they will be managing us and you guys. So it's good to have so many voices, you know, in the radio. It's all about having fun, you know, coming together, having fun.
You
don't have to be sad about anything. We have a lot of sad things going on in the world, so we need to be happy.
Yeah.
So let me play one music here. We will come back and we will share with you the things that we want to talk about today. You know, it's all about the lockdown. We had hard time during the lockdown, and it's something new experience, and the things we learn from that too. It's all about humanity, and I learned a lot, and I thought I knew my neighborhood, but, you know, when the lockdown came, so I got to know my neighborhood very well, and the new people I met, you know, it's a journey, and we will share a few things. When we come back, let's play some music here.
Катюша на высокий берег, на крутой.
Выходила, песню заводила, про степного сизого горла, про того, которого любила, про того, чьи письма берегла. Слышит, как она поет, пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюша сбережет.
Пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюша сбережет. Расцветали ягоды и груши, поплыли туда на берегу, приходила на берег.
Hello, welcome back. Assalamu alaikum, kia ora. Manglava, how do you say hello in Russian?
Привет.
Привет.
Привет? Yeah.
Can you say it again?
Привет.
Ah, привет. Just like previous.
Yes.
Привет. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's how multicultural we are. Yeah. So good. We come from different lifestyle, different walks of life, different continents, different countries, and that's what makes New Zealand beautiful. It's all about the richness of the cultures we bring in here, and you know, be ourselves.
Yeah.
Faisal, you on now?
Yeah, now you hear me. Hey guys, you hear me good?
Faisal, which one are you? Black.
The black
one. yeah, no.
It's okay. I'm in line.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good. Yeah, welcome back.
Yep.
And let's hear, where do we start? Okay, let's start with Friday.
Friday,
the community dinner.
Yeah, very nice.
The food, love the people.
Yeah, it was really
it's
fun.
Yeah.
Surprised me that how many people come and attend. And everyone I talk to him, and they say, oh, we are very happy after this long lockdown,
yeah,
and we get together again. I think this is the biggest community gathering after the lockdown.
Yeah.
And it be very nice, and everyone get happy and go happy from the RCC, from the organization, from the food. We have a nice type of food, and everyone eat well. And they went home very happy.
And the amazing thing is, I think it's a family environment.
Yeah.
And just be yourself, having fun, knowing people, network. Because it has been a long time.
Lockdown
and some people.
Like over 2 months.
Yeah. And even there were some stages before, when we went to the lockdown, you know, people could not
connect together.
Some places,
Yeah.
And I talked to a lot of people there, and as they shared experience, one lady was like, you know, it's so hard when you are alone here in New Zealand. You don't have family members.
That's
maybe
true.
Only you and the kids, and you don't have any other networks.
Oh.
So it's not just boring, but, you know, it's... it's not good, you know, for your mental health and your well-being.
I think the government requests that during the lockdown, the mental health increased by 25 or 28 during the lockdown.
There was some
big issues.
Breakdown of marriages. Relationships. And some people also have improved their relationship. It's just the other way around. You know, you cannot have 100% in any situation. Things flip.
But the good things, I think Luak and you and me, we're talking about the lockdown and how we manage it between inside the house with the kids. That's very nice.
It's like you want to get away from the kids and no way.
So we must increase
one of my friends in the U.S.
to talk about it.
One of my friends in the U.S. called me and said, you know, this virus, it does not allow men to go to the bars. It does not allow men to go to the gym. I think the coronavirus is a female.
It's coronavirus.
Yeah. You know, it has female coronavirus. Long time, given you the time to talk to people. You know, different countries. I have some friends in Sweden, in Norway, in Finland, Denmark, and I talk to them all the time. You know,
you have a lot of time to talk.
Yeah, and the only the positive thing I get from them, all of them, they say you guys have an amazing prime minister.
Yeah, this Jacinda then do amazing thing during this lockdown, and she say that let's move fast. And hard, isn't it? Like this,
fast and hard, and be kind.
Yeah, and we do it. Group of 5 million, they do it, and now we contend like we have 5 countries around the world within the top without coronavirus.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the leadership because what the leadership says, that the people will follow. You know, we have some countries now, let's say, let's take the case of the United States. It's like complete breakdown. I have so many relatives there and
they say they come again was
and now
very
they say
hard.
In the U.S., 100,000 cases a day. 100,000 cases a day.
That's so mean all
if you have 3 days, you have 300,000 cases a day. Thousands.
So in 10 days, it's extra million.
Yeah, a million. So
million.
I have, yeah.
Oh my God.
So I have my cousin in Omaha, Nebraska, and they say it's county, just like a district here. His county got 13,000 cases in 1 day. 13,000 cases.
And how many
Just like your suburb, it could be Monrosco. Just 13,000 cases in 1 day.
And how about the deaths? People dying too much down there?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard from CNN the day before yesterday that there's another type of coronavirus within this coronavirus. So it's a different type. It's not what we have already. And they say
this one is
faster, faster to spread, but has less death rates than the one we have before.
Faster infection.
So it
faster spread.
It joins the one we have already. So it's like we have two different. It's crazy when you think about that.
This virus is.
Please don't come to New Zealand. Keep it there.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be out of lockdown.
Yeah.
We don't need another lockdown.
Yeah. No.
We had enough. And what is the experience with you guys? Playing around with...
Not really. We had heaps of schoolwork to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Our teachers had so many mental breakdowns. It was amazing.
Mental breakdown?
Yeah.
No. Mental?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Teachers thought it was okay to give us 5 times more work than we had.
Oh, yeah.
So we had
understand.
Heaps of work to do.
Yeah. It's not easy.
They're making you busy.
Yeah.
And also it's so hard for the students to be helped, you know, when it is online.
Yeah.
before in a school time, you just go to school and then you get help.
You go to the teacher and you ask them. But now, I mean, then.
Yeah. Like, and then with the lockdown, who would you ask? Everything is online.
It was harder to learn. And we also had, like, new topics.
Yeah.
And I had, like, exam preparations and externals. So I had to learn heaps and for math and stuff. So
what year you are in?
Year 11. So it's first year of NCA.
This is first year.
Yeah, that's very tough. It's tough, yeah. It's very difficult.
Yeah, pretty.
Are you going to... What kind of subject you have in now?
I take English, maths, art, media studies, and human biology.
Oh, human biology. That's why you're going to medical field.
That's why we want to give you the studio here. You will be the future journalist.
But I think medical field is okay.
Yeah, I don't even know, honestly. I just take whatever I like, but because I don't...
You know, in our time... The parents say, this one is going to be a medical doctor, this one, you're going to be a lawyer, this one is going to be an accountant. If you are not doing your job, they choose for you.
They choose, but this time we cannot choose for you guys. You're choosing for yourself.
Yeah. I had a very good friend of mine, we were in school together. He was told by his parents to be a doctor.
Yeah.
He didn't like it. He wants to... political science? Wanted to study political science. Yeah. They say, no, you have to be a doctor. Yeah. He went to medical field.
Mm-hmm.
Very bright guy. Complete his medical certificate. Becomes a doctor.
Mm.
When he graduated, he took his certificate, gave it to his parents. This is what you want. Bye-bye.
And he go for something else.
Yeah, he went for something else.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have my nephew. His father forced him. He's very... He want to go be engineer, and suddenly his father say, no, you go to medical field, and he take him and go and brush him, and he go to the medical field. And after he finish, he bring this also the certificate to his mom.
Yeah, to his
dad,
father.
And I graduate, but I'm going to continue because you following me and you pushing me nowhere, get back again. And he is now one of the best doctors.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Because they do not have enough school opportunities, so they want their kids to be better.
Now I'm telling my kids, like, do two things. I'm gonna not forcing you what you are gonna study. Mm. And the second thing, what kind of marriage you want? Because in Sudan, you know that Skilwag, the parents sometimes force you for the marriage you don't want.
Oh,
yeah. And especially if you are the firstborn, that's even worse.
Yeah, your uncle.
Yeah.
You must marry your uncle.
So, like your cousin.
Yeah, they say to you like this because we don't like go outside. This is very, I don't know what to say. It's tradition down there. Like you marry your uncle or your auntie daughter because you are responsible for them. I think the generation, my generation, get different.
Mm.
Start, but the old generation, they do for them like this.
Right.
Now I cannot do it to my daughter or to my son. Yeah.
From my culture, you know, you have to know your father line and your mother line from you down to 10 generations.
Oh. Mm.
If there's a relationship in between, like the one you want to marry, in between, maybe in the 7th generation. They don't allow it.
Ah.
Yeah, because they respect the blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it has to go down all the way to 10 generations.
Right.
And they have to study it properly.
It's a medical thing. It's very good. You don't take from your relative.
Blood mixture.
And also they say, you have to marry the daughter of so-and-so because they are good. Because they know the family.
But then the blood mutation stuff.
But you know the things have changed. You know,
wallet has changed.
Maybe the girl or the boy might not behave the way the parents behave.
Yes.
You never know.
Yes.
And the way you know they are very young will change when they grow up too.
Yes.
So things, yeah, let them choose. I don't care.
This is his choice. Let him do it.
But study always, there's a responsibility. Yeah. You choose to get married, you accept the responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't bring kids and throw it to us.
Yeah.
Say to him like this.
Yeah.
So my son, don't bring me kids. I'm not going to raise them for you.
That's a good
one. We're lucky now. We get to choose who.
Yeah. In this country now,
yeah,
you can do anything you want. Even now, divorce becomes so simple. Eh? Through text message, don't come home, we are done.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Done.
Yeah.
But back home, no, it's not like that.
Ooh, divorce is so difficult.
With us, you have to talk to... If the divorce is from the husband, you don't talk to the wife, you go to...
Their parents?
To the parents, and parents will go to the elders, and they will call you.
Call you a meeting?
Yeah.
A big meeting.
So the wife doesn't even know she's...
No, she knows.
Oh, okay.
She knows, but she has no decision.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
they will discuss it, in the elders will discuss. What is it? They will define the problem. What is the problem?
Yeah.
If maybe the man is drinking too much, or maybe he has no responsibility, not taking care of the kids, they will know from there. Because they are working for the best interest of the family, so it's not one-sided.
That's good.
Yeah. But here, you know, you're by yourself.
I think they send a message. Yeah, bye-bye. Hey.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go home again.
Yeah. It's a different generation.
Way too simple.
Yeah, way too simple. Good stuff. Yeah. It's getting nice. Yeah, let's have a break and have some music here. I don't know which one to play. Let's go to Ethiopia.
Mm.
Happy Lakeo. Yeah. Mm. This is my country.
Yeah.
That's what he's singing.
Okay.
Just
Kia ora, salam alaikum, and privet in Russia.
Yes.
Does sound well?
Yeah.
Privet.
Yeah,
privet. Nice. Yeah. You know we are multicultural, so try any language and it works.
Her name is Privet.
Privet is hello.
Yeah.
Privet.
Yes.
Privet. You know, the first time I was with the Russians was in Ethiopia. I was with Russians twice. First in Ethiopia, because by the time it was Soviet Union.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they helped Ethiopia during the war.
Yeah.
And they came military. You know, they were the pilots. They were engineers. A lot of them. And then and again, I was with Russians in Kenya when I worked with the United Nations. One of my best friends, this crazy guy, he could not speak English, and he's a pilot. One time we flew from Kenya to Sudan, two of us in the plane. Two of us in the plane, and he was drinking.
He
was drinking beer.
Was he Russian?
Russian. He was drinking beer. And he was telling me, if anything happened, just do this. Say, no, we cannot.
That sounds like something a Russian would do.
Yeah. Military pilot. We. The good thing about them, they don't get scared with any situation.
Yeah.
We got into mess, they're just fine.
Yeah.
I'm the one who got scared, but they look fine.
Yeah.
They're not even worried.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is... We can't even get killed. Don't worry.
We're gonna do it.
Don't worry. He was drunk. He said, "Hey, do you want beer?" I said, "No, I don't need anything." okay.
I just
and he was flying because he likes you know, the Sudanese wildlife, buffaloes and the lions. So he was flying low.
So
you could see this group of animals. He loves that.
Oh,
And I was telling him, this is dangerous because there's army there, we can get shot, you know, with those big guns. They said, "Ah, don't worry." And it was like, man, if I die for anything, you just spread this. Said, "Oh, no, man, not in the air." it was my good friend. We had a lot of fun together. It was good. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. I miss that life. Because we used to go to South Sudan and take food there.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we ended up being robbed because the military take the food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by force sometimes.
Landing in the ground and give the people food.
Yeah, because there's no airport.
Yeah,
you know, that's a small plane. You just land anywhere.
Wherever.
Yeah, wherever. And they come with a gun. Say, "Hey, what did you bring? What did you?" And then they search us and then they start demanding money.
Well.
And it's like crazy. And this guy's like,
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
I mean, he could speak Russian, and they'd get scared.
Yeah. I said, "Man, let's go." He said, no, let's wait." It was like, "Man, you guys."
Yeah.
I realized it was a military, so.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. They are good in flying planes.
Yes.
So good, and they come to the tough situations. Yeah. And the amazing thing about him, because, you know, the older people there who want to go to another location, and this is a UN aircraft. Mm. By law, you are not allowed to board it. You don't allow it to anyone else without the permission of the UN. He would just load it like a normal car. He would just, go in, if you want to go. He would move the seats, take the seats out, and then they will sit there like, all the people. And when we get there to the destination where they want to go, you know how they do it in Sudan, put some water in your head to bless you.
Yeah
they do that. He loves it. It's good. Man. Back to those days. It was good. And the life there too was difficult because it was all about military bombers, because they bomb every place, eh? It's not a good experience. The Sudan at the time used Russian Antonov.
Ooh.
Yeah, the faster one. You can even hear the sound even from, I don't know, Hamilton. Then you dig a hole, and then you run there to hide, because the sound is familiar. It's different from the rest of the aircrafts. When it comes, everybody will run away. And it was like, man, you are Russian, you can't stop it. This is a Russian plane. No, no way. Yeah, it was good. It was good time, good old days. And it served a lot of people. You know, that's the good thing about when you come to other people with good intention and to help, people will remember you for a long time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a good memories. I told you good luck before. You must write a book. Have a nice memories.
Yeah, good.
Just put it together.
Can write a big novel.
Yeah, a big one.
A big one. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being with us. We're just chatting, having fun, reflecting back to the olden days, you know, before we came to New Zealand or before even I knew about New Zealand. I never knew about New Zealand, to be honest.
I thought it was a type of cheese.
That's a good one.
They tell you you're coming to New Zealand.
I actually, before we came to New Zealand, I thought it was like Australian cheese. Yeah, she actually did.
You thought New Zealand was a cheese.
For me, I don't hear about it. When they say to me, you're going to the office of the United Nations, say to me, you're going to New Zealand, I say, okay, Europe. Say, no, you're going behind. It's a country behind Australia.
Yeah?
You're going to, okay, can you give me 1 hour to search for it? I make a Google search, and I say, oh.
And I go back to him, and say, okay, that's good. No.
You know, when I was in intermediate or ninth grade, that's when I started about New Zealand, a country with so many sheep.
Yeah.
Sheep are more than people.
The milk.
So many
see
mountains.
The milk in Sudan.
And
made in New Zealand.
Yeah, made in New Zealand. And the shoe polish.
Yeah, shoe. Kiwi.
Yeah.
Kiwi, this was very famous there.
Yeah.
Very famous.
They have so many shoe polishes, but the Kiwi one is more expensive.
They are more expensive. They say to you, if you go to the shoe cleaner and say, do me this.
The Kiwi one.
Right.
And it's very expensive, more than that one, because it's a good product.
Yeah. And when we were coming for a settlement, it's like, it was so fun. Some people pretend to know New Zealand. They would say, this is a good country. I know New Zealand. And this, while the country they are describing may be Europe.
That's very weird.
Yeah, but we didn't know about, even New Zealand, what it was, even that, it was a country before we, thought about coming here. Mm. I thought Kiwi was a New Zealand, Australian bird, didn't even know what New Zealand was.
You know, the good things in New Zealand, you can drink the water from the tap.
Yes. Mm. That is...
I never in whole world, I move around maybe 10 or 20 countries around the world. Mm. I never drink from the tap.
Yeah. Mm.
I drink from, even in Malaysia, you cannot drink from the tap. You go and bought money, you bought water.
Bottled water.
You drink from it. Here, from the tap. For the first time I come here, okay. And in the camp, they say, you can drink from the tap. I say, no. The lady said, this is the cleanest water in the world. Mm.
Yeah.
Better than the one in the bottle. Drink it.
Yeah, we have clean water.
Yeah, of course.
If you drink water from the tap in Russia, you're probably going to get food poisoning.
Really?
Yeah. Dirty water.
It's very dirty.
And they have a lot of water
down
there.
In Sudan, you just go to the river and drink from there.
No, you don't want to do that in Russia.
That's why, because it's we don't have too much
because we don't have, we're not connected to the sea.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just normal rivers.
Nile.
We don't have salt.
The Nile
we don't have salty water.
Yeah, now in Russia, it needs to be either boiled or filtered. No, river or tap. No, really dirty.
Really?
Poisoning, yeah.
So you're drinking from the bottle? You're buying bottles?
No, we had a filter.
Mm-hmm.
They install a filter
In the house.
So there's two taps, one from actual just tap water and one filtered water that you can drink.
Mm.
And then you can also boil it in a kettle and then drink it. You just cool it down.
Hmm.
That kills pathogens and stuff. Otherwise,
6:30. No.
Yeah. Okay. No. They don't play
and
here.
The first
with the
time
world.
You come here, what difference? What was like?
It was very different. Mm. Like, there were palm trees were everywhere.
Yeah.
Ocean.
Yeah.
I remember coming here and thinking it was very like paradise like.
Yeah.
It just looks unreal. For me, because we lived in a city for like the whole time, and then we come here and it's like a paradise.
Yeah.
It's also like you can see so much sky in here because where we come from is like a big city, so the buildings really tall buildings, so you can't see a lot of sky.
Yeah,
there's like, you look around and you can see roads, buildings everything. But here you look around, there's like 360 sky.
One of our guys came landed here, I think 2 a.m. in the morning, at Auckland Airport, and it was like, there's no night here.
It was raining when we came to New Zealand. So we were wearing like t-shirts and shorts because we thought it was going to be really hot. But
we came, I think, during winter.
We came in July, which is summer in Russia. So it was really hot. We come here, it's winter in here and it's raining. And we're like...
different weather.
Yeah,
the timing probably was like... time lapse, kind of.
It was
morning and night. Time when we came here, I think.
For like first, I don't remember.
It was sometime of day.
For like first 3 days, I was crying because I wanted to sleep, and then I didn't want to go to sleep because it was like so different with time.
Different time.
Adjusting to the time.
But like after maybe a week, I was fine.
You traveled direct from Moscow or from?
So we went from St. Petersburg to Moscow on train because we're from St. Petersburg.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm.
And then we took a train to Moscow, and then from Moscow we flew to China for 10 hours.
For connection.
How many hours?
I think it was like
10.
10, yeah.
To China.
To Guangzhou, and then we spent 12 hours in there, 10 hours. We got a free hotel room for 10 hours, which was nice.
Yeah.
Diana refused to go to sleep because she thought she wasn't tired. And then my mom forced her to, like, sleep for at least an hour because she needed rest.
Yeah, yeah.
She slept the whole time we were in China.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. You're a fresh,
eh? Yeah. And then from there, we had another plane for another 11 hours to Auckland. So it was
it's quite a long flight.
I don't remember how many hours, but like...
That 21 hours, that means.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But like we flew at night, so we like watched movies and then slept for the most of the time. So didn't really feel like a lot.
The food on the plane was really good.
What kind of plane you are in?
I don't remember.
It was Chinese Airlines.
How many years now? How many years you come here?
3 years ago.
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah, 2017.
Oh, you learn English, yeah?
Yeah,
yes.
We only knew a little bit. Like, we could say where we're from, and then we need help. And nothing else, really.
And then the rest took care of themselves.
Yeah.
I remember when I first went, like, on my first day at school, it turned out to be pajama day. And, like, in Russia, schools are very formal.
And serious and stuff,
and, like, very a lot of homework. And, like, when I was in Russia my first year in, like, middle high school kind of experience, I had to do so much homework
from year one.
And then I come to New Zealand and my principal is dressed like a tiger in a onesie.
That was so funny.
I came home and my parents were really confused.
Yeah.
You get confused.
Yeah.
What does people doing? People don't change. They're coming from the bed to the to the school.
Yeah, because it was year six for her. Because in year six in Russia, you would sit at a desk, listen to your teacher all day, do your homework, do a lot of work. So very, very formal and serious. So,
and when the teacher comes in,
you stand up. Say hi. Formal, everything.
Good morning.
But nobody stand up.
He's in here. So chill.
I think the most work we did was probably get up and play outside for lunch. The whole day we were just laying down watching movies, and I actually loved it, but my parents were really concerned because they thought they sent me to kindergarten.
Kindergarten. It's a part of transition, eh?
Yeah.
With English, I remember because when she went, we have a friend, and she went to the same primary as Uliana.
Yeah.
She is Ukrainian, so she speaks Ukrainian, Russian, and English.
Whoa. And she would translate things for Uliana, and then she would get bored of it after like a week. So she was so tired to translate everything, she just said, "Nah, sorry, I'm too tired," and she went and she went off playing with her friends. So she didn't translate anything to Uliana. Uliana was crying because she didn't understand anything at school.
Yeah.
But then after like 3 weeks, maybe because she nobody really helped her.
She
kind of learned it herself.
Up.
So thankful to her now.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Learn through a tough time, eh?
My
English teacher actually doesn't believe that I never spoke English before.
They don't get me too. Yeah.
Now Uliana helps that girl with English right now because we were friends now.
And
That girl comes to Uliana and asks her for help for her, like,
I need help
with essays and
assignments. You see?
Yeah,
someone who used to help you pick
English very fast.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Because they're kids. They can pick up quickly.
Yeah. She was 10 when we came to New Zealand, and I was 12.
And I was 12, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's why adjusting to new environment for kids, they can just learn quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With us, it's like, this was not a B, it was an A.
For us,
how many months do we talk about this?
I'm actually really used to New Zealand now.
Now you're true Kiwi. So.
And if you say to you, let's go back to Russia, you don't like to go there.
I wouldn't survive there.
I mean,
why? What's the problem down there?
I can't live in a city. I'd be very terrified.
Oh, very.
It would be like Spain. Yeah. No, you know,
very
you are not alone. Even us who came as a grown up, if we go back to Sudan, we'll find you different. We like the fact that we are there because you get all the aunties, the uncles, the friends.
Just to see friends.
But the environment has changed. It looks strange to you.
Why people drive like this? Go right way. People come to
you. You know, my wife went back home last year, and when she went there. And she was picked up by a lawyer in Sudan.
Uh-huh.
And the lawyer was the one driving. And she was like, she put on the seatbelt. And she was like, no, it's not a Western country. Forget about the seatbelt. What about safety? What safety?
No safety.
And while you are going driving very fast, there's
no speed limit.
You drive the way you want.
So
you tell her that yesterday my friend sent me the new speed limit around Auckland, and I read it like this, and I sent it to Lita's brother, my wife's brother in Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia, they're driving crazy there.
Really crazy, very fast.
And he read all the things and sent me a small text. Why don't you ride a bicycle, people, rid of cars? I said to Vince, we're going to rid of cars and we'll drive bicycle because this, we cannot speed in 30 miles per hour.
St. Petersburg, I think it's like 5.2 million people in that one city.
5.2?
5.2.
More than population of New Zealand.
More than the population of New Zealand.
And it's only one city.
Yeah, and the city's a little bit bigger than Auckland. So it's just like the center of Auckland. Everything's like that.
And what would be the population of Russia, all of it?
I think it's 100 and something million.
Million.
Yes, I think it's 100 something million.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, most of the people that live in it, like most of the population is from St. Petersburg or Moscow because these are like the biggest cities.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. I think Moscow has like 8 something million.
This is quite
But like
populated.
Nobody has their own house. It's like a really luxury if you have your own house in Russia, if you like live in the city, because so many people, everyone has apartments. It's the smallest building you can probably find that's like people live in it is probably like
5 stages.
Two-story, five-story houses, like a small one. There's like 15-story houses, or like 100-story houses, like really tall.
Are you going to own your own house like 500 meters square or something? You don't have like this?
No.
You only have apartments.
And you can get your own house. It's like a holiday house that's outside of the city.
We had
quite a bit of land for our holiday stuff outside the city. And my dad actually built a house there, which is pretty cool. It's like a big house. So we went there for heaps of time.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah. Also, our family friend, he has a house in Finland, like a holiday house. So we went there like a lot as well, which is a 9-hour drive from St. Petersburg.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Cross border and stuff. So it was fun.
I think you can drink tap water in Finland, actually.
Yeah, in Finland as well. Yeah, it's really clean in Finland.
Yeah, wow. Well, very interesting. You know, when you think about the holiday stuff and life was so good and the transition and the changes and the way moving forward, you know, that's what makes life beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Thinking about where you come from and where you are now and where you're going.
Yeah.
So let's have break almost the time, eh? It's now 5:42. Got some few minutes, about 7 minutes. And let's have a break and listen to this song. The city's gonna love me, then leave me alone. The city's got me chasing such. It's been a couple months since I felt like I'm home. Am I getting closer than I'm with where I belong? The city's gonna break my heart. She's always gonna break your heart. I remember mornings where my head didn't hurt. And I remember nights when art didn't feel like work. She wakes up at noon and she's out till three. She leaves her perfume all over me. But I remember mornings where my head didn't hurt. Oh, this city's gonna break my heart. Chasing stuff, chasing stuff. It's been a couple months since I felt like I'm home. Oh. Am I getting closer to knowing where I belong? The city's gonna break my heart. She's always gonna break your heart. She got me wrapped round her finger. She got a hold on me. She got me wrapped round her finger. Kiaora, assalamu alaikum, Minglava. Welcome back. Thank you for being with us. So we have been reflecting about the journey where we come from. We come from different places, strange places to you guys. But, you know, it's all about the experiences and the successes you made. You know, even to make it to New Zealand itself is not even easy. Not everybody can make it. There are so many millions of people who want to come to New Zealand.
Yeah.
But you can't make it to New Zealand.
No way.
We even have our relatives back there. You cannot even bring your mom or your dad. It's so complicated. But, you know, we are thankful that we are here and, you know, we can help them.
I think the government planned to make the population like this so they can feel they are happy and they are okay.
Yeah.
And they can survive and they can serve them with the good things.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And this population will be very hard for the government.
Yeah, the thing is, when we come here, we don't know anything about New Zealand apart from the sheep.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, we did not have an idea because in the with the United Nations, what is happening? You get registered with the UN, and then all these countries come together. You know, from America, Canada, Australia, Finland, Denmark, Norway, all of them, and then they will tell you where to go. No, this one you qualify for Australia. This one you go to Finland. This one you are going to Canada. So if you don't, you don't have to say no, because if you say no, you have lost your chance. They will take cross your name out.
Right.
So you are not even coming back. So you don't have like, if, even if you have so many relatives in Canada and you want to go to Canada, they say no. Your case is for Sweden.
Right.
You know, it's like even those countries, they don't communicate. Like each country will come and take the people they want and then they go. So it's like that. You don't have a choice. A lot of people do not know about New Zealand, but when they come here, they appreciate, they like it, and they become curious. You know, it's all about learning and like adjust yourself.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Zealand is great.
It's good.
Yeah. Very chill.
One of our guys, I don't know how many pictures he took with at the Sky Tower. It was like, we are on the top of the world, and this is the paradise, guys.
Yeah. I've actually never been to Sky Tower. Me either.
You can be there.
Sorry?
You go there.
Yeah, I want to, but I've never been yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, it's good.
Seen it from
it's
the
good.
Floor. Yeah, we've been like ground.
It's a.
But they have a nice restaurant down there. Yeah.
But it's not very tall, like the one as I see in Dubai or I see in Malaysia. They have two towers there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but a lot of people say, oh, no, you guys, you live in a very nice country, nice people. Yeah.
I think the tallest building I've been to is in Finland, and I think the city's called Tampere. I don't remember how many floors, but it was really high up the city and could see everything, like the clouds and stuff.
Okay. Yep. I think we are, that's the time. And, it's all over. And we will come back again on Saturday, same time, same place. And have a good weekend. Thank you for listening. Yeah, we will come back again, same people.
Yeah,
we will catch up Saturday next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, have a good
day. Bye-bye.
Our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/